Yes, ladies and gentlemen, wake up out of your stupor, rise and shine, protect your kids, protect your ears, protect your cousins. Yes, Kentucky, you know who that is. That is your close loved one, depending on the time of day. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the early morning hour. We are the 47%. We are the 99%. We are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday.
How's it going, everyone?
Oh, big dog! I guess you're not awake yet. What? Saturday and what? What follows?
Sunday.
What are you on next?
What am I on next? I'm on Monday.
That's right, and you're going to have a special guest on Monday.
I will.
He's going to be calling in. He is from LetMeHearYou.com. It's going to be awesome, dude. They're going to be talking about the site, stuff that they're going to be working on, and a lot of great things, man. It's going to be cool. A lot of good things. Really, good things.
Okay.
It's Thomas Kramer from LetMeHearYou.com.
From Seinfeld?
Yeah, Thomas Kramer. And speaking of Seinfeld, I don't want to know why the hell he's not in the chat room. Big Dog, why aren't you in the chat room?
I'm still starting up.
Okay, well, we'll see if someone else can cover for you. Couch Potato, good morning, lad. How are you this early morning?
I'm doing good. Just sitting here getting ready for in my personal opinion, it's the best show on Blog Talk Radio.
Also, you're on in 2 hours?
No, I am on the show, getting ready. I'm not on today, so...
that's why we're the best show on Blog Talk Radio, because you're not on today.
No, I Cuervo will start the show sometimes at 9:30, and I will hang out with you guys until it's time to go over there. No, this, in my personal opinion, is my favorite and the best show on Blog Talk Radio, Sports Talk with the Guys, on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. It helps fulfill my weekend.
Wow.
See, I'm going to be an instigator.
Oh, both of us are. We're waiting.
See, this may be the best show, but his is a real show.
Yes. And then he says, well, he's on here till Cuervo starts. So that's like what you tell the hooker, right, while you're paying her. So, oh, you're the best, baby. You're the best.
Yeah, but I'm going home to my wife.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to do the intro for him. Here he is. I know it's a little late, but there he is, coming into the chat room. You can see it. He's there. His name is Couch. Potatoes in the house this morning. Oh, yeah, you've heard him, because he's the hardest working man in sports. Oh, yes. I shouldn't change. I should just, you know, it's taken me like a year to come up with that. And poor Sonny's had to listen to every version. But, yes, want to welcome both everyone live and in the archive. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to visit twitter.com/NDB Media. And you can even find the Roger D. Noriega Twitter feed, as well as NDB Sports Talk Twitter feed. And, of course, find us over at ndbmedia.net. We have a lot of exciting stuff going on. Oh, Big Dog, what's going on?
I have a question. Did you see on Facebook,
after Mr. President Obama won his second election, there was a plethora of pictures, and...
I went to bed celebrating.
Well, there was a picture of Obama. No, there was a picture of Romney, and it said... so you won re-election, so we have 7 million unemployed. And Obama's, like, on the phone with a big old smile on his face. And he says, no, you have that wrong, Mitt. And the next panel is him talking, and it says, there's 7 million and one unemployed.
I had not seen that one.
Well, actually, now there are 7 million and two. Because of what happened yesterday, I called it months and months ago. Mr. Brown, former coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. I call that one, saying, you know what? He got a pass last year because of the strike. And I said that if they had a slow start, if they had a slow start this year, that he would be immediately on the hot seat. Now, I didn't think they were going to get rid of him after just five games. That is really pulling the trigger quick. But, you know, it,
I guess they think they're young again.
Well, it's what the Lakers, it's what Kupchak said, General Manager Mitch Kupchak. You know what, we're all about winning, and it wasn't happening. We saw the problems on the wall.
They were what, 1-4?
They were 1-4 after going 0-8 in the preseason. That has never, ever happened in Lakers franchise history. And the Lakers had never been 0-3 in the Jerry Buss ownership era. That has never happened. So they were already watching what was going on. And from what I have read and what I have heard on local radio stations and such, and reading articles and things.
Wow. Did I break the news first to you?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
This is a carryover from last year. So already the seat was warm for Coach Brown coming into this season. And the fact that they put in the new offense, that they weren't winning, but they had the superstar talent. They have over a $100 million payroll that's going to cost them $30 million in luxury tax at the end of the season. So they're not built for winning next year. They're not built for winning the year after. They're built for winning now.
So take it, Great White Hope and your Washington Nationals. They're built for winning now.
Yep.
And actually, it's how many million and four, because they got rid of Clemens and Rambis at the same time, too.
Nationals, I guess.
Oh, I did not realize that. Oh, I'm sorry. I was in vitriol Laker talk right now. I'm sorry.
That's You're what right. I'm saying. They got rid of Jim Clemens and Kurt Rambis as well.
Rambis has been gone for a couple of years.
Oh, I was right. That was Laker talk. That wasn't Washington National talk.
Rambis has been gone since 2009.
There's no one by the name of Rambis playing in Major League Baseball or football. Rambis. Think of that name. Rambis.
Kurt Rambis. Superman.
Yes, he was.
He was Superman before any of the other Supermen were around.
He was Superman before Lenny Melnick.
He was Superman before Shaq. He was Superman before Dwight.
Man, I love
Kurt
Rambis.
I didn't necessarily know that. I thought he was right there with Brown. I thought both Clemens were right there with Brown. So, and I heard that he got rid of all the assistants. So I thought Rambis was still one of the assistants. So I was incorrect.
Oh no! What,
he was off
when,
the job.
When Brown took over, everybody was gone except for Bill Burka, who's just like a special assistant. And
Shaw?
The rifleman.
Tex Avery?
No, the actual player. Tex Avery, he's been retired. Chuck Person. That was the only holdover from the Jackson era.
Got it.
Now, of course, that he is gone, the consensus is Phil is coming back.
Now, we're going to the damn triangle again?
Possibly the only
Say it ain't so, big dog.
Oh, come on. Why not? I mean, my goodness. I mean, every time Phil Jackson walks into some place, regardless, I mean, he takes a year and a half break the first time. They come back and they win. And he takes a year and a half hiatus. For 3 years, he's been out of coaching between jobs with the Lakers. He just needed a break. Now he's got his battery charged. They're going to be okay.
Yeah, you know, Phil Jackson is a good fit. The other one, the two main guys that they're talking about, of course, are Phil Jackson. The only problem with Jackson is you're going to have to pay him a buttload of money. He's going to need at least $15 million to come back.
Well, he started that. You remember the big dog? He started, you know, the first time he took a break, he was making $6 million. He said he wasn't going to come back for $12 million unless he got paid $12 million. Guess what he got? The $12 million. So he's doing the same thing again here, just asking for a little less, you know. But still, he's doing the same thing here. He's going to get the money once, and then he's going to come back and coach the team. Jerry Buss isn't stupid. He's going to fork over the money. How much has he forked over now? What's another $15 million to Jerry Buss?
True, and that's as I said, that's if he decides to come back now. There's a lot of conjecture, a lot of rumors that were going around yesterday that Phil was walking around at the practice facility. But, of course, everybody who knows or doesn't know, he is the boyfriend of Jeannie Buss, and that is where the offices are. So he said he was there to meet her for lunch. Who knows? You know, coincidence? Maybe so. But anyways, the other one, of course, is Mike D'Antoni. Now, you would be reuniting Steve Nash with his old Phoenix coach. Kobe has he knows Kobe. They're very, very good friends from the Italy days. He played with Kobe's dad. And, in fact, the original, I'm not sure if it's his number 24 that he wears now or the 8 that he wore before, was for D'Antoni. That's how much he liked him as a player and as a person. That's why he wore the number. He would fit in the run-and-gun offense. It would. Now, the reason why he's such a great candidate is because, don't forget, Dr. Jerry Buss, the owner of the Lakers, not Jim Buss. Jim Buss is just running them now. The owner has the final say. Buss is all about the fans and entertaining the fans. Now, bringing D'Antoni in, that'll just run the horses loose. And right now, we do have a few horses that can go. And especially with Dwight. Remember, Dwight is only 26 years old, guys. So
did he sign him to a long-term deal?
No,
right.
His contract is up this year. D'Antoni is also another good fit. It depends on which way you want to go. The problem with Phil Jackson is they would have to learn the triangle. There is only three players left from the Phil Jackson era. That is Kobe, Powell, and Mehta. Everyone else has not used the triangle offense. And as you all know, it is one of the most difficult offenses to understand. It usually takes someone over a year to understand. The way the Lakers are built and the money that they're spending, I don't know if they have that kind of time. They want to win. They want to win now. And they're already in the hole. You know, that they're 2-4 now. We'll see. What everybody's saying is that there will be a coach in place by Tuesday. That is what I'm hearing. So by Tuesday, there is a coach. A lot of people are already saying Phil Jackson's already signed. Coincidence or not, day before yesterday, Phil Jackson canceled his speaking engagements. Yesterday, Mike Brown gets fired. The afternoon, Phil Jackson shows up at the practice facility and was still there walking around just before the players showed up for practice. He left about a half hour before all the players showed up. But he stood around, supposedly to have lunch with Jeannie, and then walked around the practice facility for about an hour or two by himself. So, lots of coincidences? Maybe. Is he already signed? Maybe. We'll find out. It's going to be interesting.
Sonny.
Yes.
How important is this to you that the Lakers get Phil Jackson or Mike D'Antoni?
How important is it? I would say, forget it. I got kids awake. I can't say that. I really could give a rat's big fat hairy butt about who's going to coach the team. I think I remember. No, I don't think I know. I remembered when they fired Mike. I was like, who? You know, I was just like, that's almost like hiring Jason Garrett for the Dallas Cowboys. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Same thing with it. This is the Lakers. You don't go hire some piss poor coach who hasn't done it before and knows what he's doing in the first place to run a storied franchise. And they can say it all they want. It was just the wrong choice from the get go.
Yeah, I agree. I never liked Brown as the choice that was made. He didn't fit in. From what everybody's saying, he's the nicest guy in the world, one of the hardest workers in the world.
Yeah, so is a washing machine.
They said that he would be there till 3-4 in the morning, going over tape stuff, making notes, doing this, doing that. That he would actually sleep at the Staples Center. But you know what? In the end, it doesn't get it done. I mean,
That's the way
there
it goes.
Some people are just overwhelmed for the position.
And that's what a lot of people are saying. This is not – L.A. was not the place for Mike Brown. It was too much – it's just like New York. That's what they were saying. D'Antoni might fit in pretty well. He's already dealt with New York media. If you can make it in New York – it's like the song says, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. He dealt with that New York media very, very well. Of course, he knows Steve Nash. He knows Dwight Howard, Kobe, because of the Olympics. So he's coached a lot of these guys already. So D'Antoni right now and Phil Jackson are the front runners, with the second tier being Jerry Sloan.
Big Jerry dog. Sloan won't do it. He's too old. Might as well
Jerry
have him too old.
He's very open to it right now. A lot of people.
He is?
Yeah. They've asked him. He said he's open to it. To listening to what the
you
Lakers have to
say. You got superstars, dude. There's no one like this team right now.
Oh, I agree with you, but, man, Sloan looks like he's about ready just to... Harry looks like he's got one foot in the grave.
That is very, very true. And a lot of people say his attitude may not fit the Laker mold.
Yeah, he's Mormon.
He's more of a hard ass.
I find that hard to believe. I don't know if he's Mormon or not. I'm only kidding.
So we'll see.
Well, if you've been in Salt Lake City as long as he has, I think it's like, you know, a marriage. If you know, it's one of those seven. You've been there that long, you're just already one. I think that's the same thing. So it's probably safe to say he's a Mormon.
Yeah, potato. Be very careful. You say Mormon and marriage. Ooh, you better say that in the plural, dude.
Well, you know, he's married to Malone, he's married to Stockton, he's married to Darren Williams, you know.
That was a hell of a marriage.
Yeah, but it did not produce a championship. That's why all of them went over where? To L.A.
Yeah. And you know what they were talking about was... Was Malone's year with L.A. that was under Phil Jackson, the year that he didn't win.
Buddhas and Mormons don't get along.
They said how Malone wasn't very intelligent basketball mind. That's why I said basketball. I knew you were going to turn.
No, not at all. That's why Karl Malone was the
I used to pretend to be the mailman when we were playing basketball. And who'd you pretend to be? You weren't the big dog. What were you? Who were you?
Kareem or Cooper, depending on...
Oh, that's right.
Depending on playing offense or defense.
Yeah, he was Kareem. That's right. Yeah.
But Malone said that even after an entire year, he still did not understand the triangle. So... I'm not sure if Dwight...
Yeah, they lost.
I'm not sure if Dwight is smarter than Carl.
Well, he's younger. His ability to take in more...
Could be... Well, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. Like I said, you know, who knows? A lot of people say it's already a done deal with Phil.
Who do you want there, big dog?
Truthfully, I'd rather have D'Antoni.
There it is. Breaking news right there, ladies and gentlemen. He wants D'Antoni.
Only because they want the Showtime era back. And D'Antoni will let the horses loose.
Well, shit, I want three in a row back again. You know, it's just the way it is.
But Phil, of course, has that pedigree. I mean, Phil has won 11 of 13 titles. Opportunities.
All right, big dog.
No, he's not the best.
No. I want to know.
Well, how much are you only going to have to pay D'Antoni, too? But like
exactly.
I said, we get back to the fact, you know, Jerry busts the difference between probably $4 million for D'Antoni. And that's like, you know, for me... You know, reach into my pocket and grabbing a quarter. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, and what they were saying is, would you have to pay D'Antoni, and would you still have to pay Mike Brown? Remember, he still has 2 years left on his contract.
Oh, you got to pay. That's the thing about it. That's one thing. You know, Mike Brown should have been, he probably jumped for joy when he got a 3-year contract, because if he knew he was going to be out after a year, he's dancing in the street. The only thing he's, and you got to love the guy. His only response to this, they fired me. That's it. That's all he said. That he got it. Hey, I think I would be dancing a jig sitting here thinking I'm getting paid for doing nothing. I mean, geez, you want to talk about lazy man syndrome? You're set right there, at least for 2 years anyway.
Well, here's a little bit of breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, Sonny is going to be doing the jig. We heard him say clearly. Tanya Mercado just stated on Facebook that less than 12 days until her sister is back home and she belongs for Thanksgiving. And she, of course, says she's singing and dancing the Snoopy Happy Dance. And she says, I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
Hold on. I'm getting bombarded. Hello? Can I hear you? Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Sonny? Well, we lost Sonny.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm just having – I just moved and something happened. I didn't hear the last part of it there,
oh, God.
Scorekeeper.
You called me Cuervo?
I got five different things going on
Cuervo?
Around here. I'm lucky to remember my own name, Scorekeeper.
Fair enough. Well, I know when he's serious. He always calls me Scorekeeper, but when he's serious, he's like, Roger. I'm like, yes, wifey? Because she's the one that calls me Rogelio. Remember that joke I told you that my real given name is Rogelio? And I was at work, and a student worker that I had just recently hired, I guess, was trying to get my attention, and she said, Rogelio. I snapped around, and I said, who the hell told you that? Who the hell told you that? And then she was like, well, no, that's what your name is in Spanish. I said, oh. And she'd only been, like, working for about a day or two. And I snapped around and I said, oh, man, I already gave it up that quick? That was not good.
She must have been pretty. You're just that easy.
You're just that easy.
Shut up. All I can say is I'm still employed, so let it go.
There you go. Now, what were you saying? I'm sorry, I was distracted in three different
Anya
ways.
Anya is talking about doing the Snoopy Happy Dance.
Anya?
And yeah, Tanya Mercado. And she said, you know, she does the Five-Tool show right here on NDB Media. She's talking about her sister coming back home, and she's singing and dancing, doing the Snoopy Happy Dance. Well,
yes.
You said you're doing the jig. I want video of that, Sonny, of you doing
no, you
the
don't.
Jig. And if it's that fake baby that does the dance from, like, about 50 years ago, I'll take it. But I kind of want to see her do the Snoopy Happy Dance. What is a
no,
Snoopy Happy Dance?
I could make a video, but your eyes would burn out, you know, so.
Sonny, we've been to Las Vegas.
I wouldn't even, jeez. So you know what happens, man, my brain starts going, and if you only knew what went on in the cranium of this thing sometimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you knew what the hell happened in Vegas, you'd understand why we all go blah.
Well, I almost,
get mad
I almost,
at each other.
I almost snapped like I, you know, did one of those snap statements like I did a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, it's. Oh, good Lord.
Yes. Yes, indeed, good Lord, and you are welcome. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of stuff going in Lakerland, and wow, way to go, because the Lakers, in reality, ladies and gentlemen, are way too talented to be 2-4.
Yes, and after going 0-8 in the preseason.
Yeah, yeah, here we go. Oh, I just got a comment. Let's see, the big dog says, oh, he's snitching.
Oh,
he's telling Tanya, talking about it now on Sports Talk with the Guys. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to get her to come on.
Yeah.
I had her on my show on Wednesday, so I'm trying to get her on the show on Saturday now.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Now I'm going to climb up like an idiot.
The whole hour. She leaves me the whole hour.
Yeah.
Along with AJ.
Yeah, she's devoted. She does. AJ is devoted, as are you. And we now have a connection with a brand new program called Supify 64.
Yeah, listen to that.
Oh, they're actually quite talented. Oh, she says, I'm so done with you both. Right now on Facebook, I'm so done with you both. Damn, I didn't even know it had already begun. We're already done. Damn! All right, ladies and gentlemen, having a little fun with some of our fellow co-hosts right now, but I kind of want to see the video. I do.
Before we went, well, are we going to want to talk about Lakers?
Oh, yeah, keep talking about the Lakers because we also have Yankee talk and
well,
stuff.
We're about done, but anything else you want to say about the Lakers? Were you surprised about Mike Brown being fired? I mean, I don't think any of us were surprised that he got fired.
No, I'm not fired because.
Were you surprised that he was fired so fast, though?
No.
That surprised me.
I immediately went on to NBC News 4 and I said, oh, so Phil Jackson's coming back? So we have the Billy Martin of the basketball world coming back to the Lakers. Yeah, he is. He's the Billy Martin, because he has a lot more rings.
And he has a gorgeous girlfriend.
Oh, Billy Martin had several.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
He actually got married a few years before.
Really? Yeah. Oh, AJ's. AJ's a wait. What has 8 legs, 7 arms, and sucks? Couch potato. What has 8 legs, 7 arms, and sucks?
That's bad.
You there, Sonny? Well, maybe he's not. All right, big dog. What's the answer to that one?
Death Leopard. That is so bad.
Oh, here we go. Just mentioned on Sports Talk with a Guy.
Wow. That's why we love AJ.
Yeah. Yep, no doubt about it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are having a good time this early in the morning. What else do we have there on the Lakers there, big dog? They're 2-4.
Just real quick, AJ had a joke the other day saying that he wanted to know since he's from Australia and he's not really PC all the time, any of the time. He wanted to know if a midget gets a massage, does he get it half off? So I answered back, I don't know, but I do know you kicked the shit out of him if he's standing next to your husband. I mean, if he's standing next to your wife and or girlfriend, standing right next to her and says, your hair smells nice.
Oh, God. Anyway, I always tell Carlos, we know him as the Commodore, we know him as the Governator, we know him as Orange Chicken, we know him as everything, that, dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're short. I'm not going to ask you what it's like because I'll never be able to understand. I was never that young too. I mean, when I was your height, I was way too young to remember. But be that as it may, I kind of say, dude, I'm sorry. He says, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me, Admiral. I'm perfect boob height. When people run into me because they miss me, I get it all. He's like, yeah, that's right. He certainly does. The only time he's equal with people in stature is when he's at the table. And even then, you got to get him a bib so he doesn't make a mess. God, I'm really slamming him this morning, aren't I? Oh, here we go. We're getting a lot of comment on Facebook.
You were saying, just before...
I'm always just talking crap.
Just before we went on the air, were saying that...
I was saying, thank you, Big Dog, for bringing me breakfast.
That Mike Trout won the American...
He got a Silver Slugger.
Well, he got the Silver Slugger, because I was about to say, because they haven't announced any of the awards.
I'm screwing with you. ROTK. Or ROTY. Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't won that one yet. Yeah. He's going to win the Rookie of the Year.
Oh, I know. I was gonna, yeah, but
better not win MVP.
This is the first time, for the first time Miguel on Wednesday.
Miguel Cabrera is MVP.
Yes, I agree with that one. For the first time on Wednesday, the Baseball Writers Association announced the finalists for all the awards.
That's the... Did you guys ever see that movie of the puppets? What was that? Strike Team America?
Oh, yeah.
A Team America?
Team America.
Yeah. Did you say the Baseball Association?
Yeah.
Well, they're similar to the Film Actors Guild in the Team America movie.
Mm. Okay.
Film Actors Guild.
I know. I know what it stands for.
Film Actors Guild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the BBWAA.
Boa!
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen. Whoa, wait. Hold on. Hold on. Yes, she does. She needs to call in. But here we go. Here we go. There it is for her.
Let's go, girl.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. She is in the house. Thank God she didn't hear what we were saying. It's Tanya Mercado! I guess you tell people that you're talking crap and they come and defend their honor. I just want to see the Snoopy dance. Oh. I could play this one forever for her.
Now I gotta find her on Facebook.
Tanya Mercado.
I gotta find out the chat room.
347-637-2306. Or click on the S button at the top of the chat room, because that'll get you in for free. And I'm talking about the phone call. Because we charge you with brain cells here on Sports Talk with the Guys. I could too. Why do you think I did? You see it right there, baby. Dude, that's retirement. Yeah, all right. Well, that's why I was talking over it, big dog.
Tanya.
Good morning, Tanya. I'm sorry if we did wake you up,
We feel honored that you're here.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, we were talking.
Special on Saturday.
We were talking Snoopy Smack.
That's what happens when you talk Super Smack.
You know what? I'm gonna have to put that one in my pocket because I'm gonna use a Snoopy Smack to get other people in the program.
By the way, is her nickname Kitty Cat?
Why Snoopy Smack?
No, I'm looking. I'm trying to look for her on Facebook, and the only thing.
Dude, she's in the chat room. Cut it out.
I was just trying to look her up on Facebook so I can add her to my list, and the only thing that's coming up is Tonya Stone Kitty Cat Mercado.
No. Her given name is
Tayna.
Oh, way to go, dude!
T-A-N-Y-N-A.
Oh, you moron! Here, this is for you, big dog.
I'm just so. Bullshit detected. Oh yeah, that's normal. I'm just so excited that she's here. I spelled her name wrong.
Yeah, so, Sonny, we're going to put the Snoopy Smack in the pocket so we can get other people to come into the program, too. Hey, it worked, and we did it very well. I just want to know if there was video out there, that's all. I mean, look, I can't dance for crap, or for Snoopy, nor for, what's that other one where we pick up Matt Alvarez? Barney, yes!
But you know what's funny, though? See, now we know, we have to get all our ducks lined up in a row, so to speak. See,
with my coordination, there's no way I can get the ducks in a row.
For Tanya, we talk Snoopy Smack. To get a couch potato, we talk about gymnastics and Speedos. And he immediately comes on.
Oh, God.
In more ways than one.
Don't tell us you're going to be taking your daughter to gymnastics practice again.
Actually, no, she's – the reason why I'm kind of seem flustered here, it's competition for cheerleading day here in reality. So that's one of the reasons why I'm being hit from all sides and stuff like that. So if I seem like I don't know what's going on, that usually feels like it's normal. Anyway, it's now compressed now even higher because it's actually going on too. So
fair enough. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am a little worried. We have several calls. Oh, Quervo's here?
Oh, you didn't know?
Oh, hold on. All right, hold on. All right. Oh, you didn't know? Hold on. Here we go. Here's Quervo's intro.
Oh, you didn't know? You ask better call somebody.
Side right now. So let's go ahead and press this number, and I think I'm going to go run right now, big dog, because the caller from the 646... Shut up. We used to play basketball, dude.
Yeah, we were very good. Yeah, many poundages ago.
Yeah, I mean, in our youth, we were jungle ball players.
And injuries ago.
Yeah.
You had the shoulder and...
you had the leg.
Everything.
Or no, you had the knees, right?
I still have the bad knees.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
If I use a pillow now.
Oh, you use a pillow?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Caller, save us. 646 area code. You're live.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, Tanya. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for playing my song, by the way. That's actually one of my favorite songs.
That's right, big dog. You remember that. How are you
perfect.
Doing this fine morning
song.
Out there in the city of New York?
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold?
It's like in the 30s right now.
We're freaking out over here, Tanya, because over where I live, it was 42 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's freaking out.
You're a jerk. I mean, what is it over there, Tanya? 10?
I hope at some point it goes down to the 20s, just so you guys can experience what we go through.
Well, I've been through
okay, I think,
New York winters.
Yeah, actually, Big
Dog.
I know
exactly what she's talking about.
The coldest I've ever been is 12, and that was in Colorado in 07. I was over there, and it was snowing, and everyone was complaining about the how cold it was. I'm like, what's your problem? And they're like, Rod, put your jacket on. I don't have to. I have thermals on, so I'm not bitching about the cold. Life was good.
And I turn around. And
I was ready.
And they're like, aren't you cold? I'm like, no, I'm fat. I have insulation.
Fluffy! Gabriel Iglesias! I love that guy.
The coldest I've ever had it was 2. And that was in New Jersey in January.
What's the coldest you had it, Tanya?
15
God,
below.
You sound cold.
It really is. But the coldest I've ever gotten was 15 below. Here and here.
Wow.
Now, was that like a freak moment, or did it go on for several days? Was it one of those sucky storms, or just like, whoa, got a little too cold, but then we had some
other day? It went on for like about a week.
Yeah.
See, and this is what I tell everybody. As romantic as it is to come to New York City in the month of February, you don't want to be here because that's when it's the coldest.
Yeah,
you
want to
freeze, then come.
That was the problem with when I used to work for, I wouldn't work for them anymore, so it don't matter. When I used to work for Rite Aid, that was the problem. They had a very diabolic sense of humor. In the summertime, they would send us to the desert, and in the wintertime, they would send us to New York, Vermont, New Jersey, just because. I don't know why.
that was your punishment.
Yeah. So, scorekeeper, since we have our New York Mets correspondent, I hear word about R.A. Dickey is possibly going to be re-signed and maybe traded. What's the word there, Tanya?
Well, Tanya, if I may, as a matter of fact, Tanya postulated on...
She what?
What? What? What, big dog?
What?
You flinched when I said that.
Yeah, I did too.
Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. It's the word of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Words. You're confusing the guys that only got a third grade mental state here. So
okay, I guess Couch Potato flinched too. You should have seen the way they reacted, Tanya, when I used paradigm shift. I got accused in the chat room of really playing dirty. I was like, well, I'm sorry.
Not much of a Star Trek fan, are they?
No, they're not, Tanya, so they don't get it.
No, I only watch it when they have the Millennium Falcon on there.
I only watch it when they had the chick from Becker on there.
Enterprise. Good man. Yes. Well, speaking of being all over the place, because that's what we do here on Sports Talk with the Guys, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we do. We love being on this early in the morning. And Tanya did say in the chat room, I'm usually not online this early. It's way too early. Yeah, well, if it's 30 degrees, I don't blame you. It's, well, no, it's 9:30.
Oh, yeah, she's probably still energetic.
You're paying attention to AJ time, aren't you?
Oh, AJ time would be tomorrow already.
Talking about Star Trek, it is. But Tanya postulated on her website, and it was a question about R.A. Dickey. And it was clear, would you rather keep him or would you rather trade him? And I answered the question. I said, no, keep him. But as the conversation continued on, the Mets are rebuilding, and they could use R.A. Dickey at the height of his power, so to speak, or the height of his value. Daniel, yeah, Tanya, go with that, please. What's the thinking, and what's the news with R.A. Dickey?
The news right now is that they are still trying to work a deal with him. If they can keep him and still do what it is that they need to accomplish, by all means, they will do it. Because when all is said and done, you don't know what you have with Johan Santana. They did shut him down. He didn't finish the season because of his shoulder, and he did have shoulder surgery last year. So if you want an ace and you're not guaranteed what you have in Santana, then you have to keep R.A. Dickey and let him work. Let him be the ace of the rotation. Let these guys learn from him. Let him be that leader among the pitchers, because that's exactly what he is right now. He leads by example, and that's something that you need with the New York Mets, especially with the pitching staff. Now, if you want to go in the direction of rebuilding, then you trade him at his peak value, and you see what you can get for him. Because right now the Mets do need an outfielder. They just let go of Jason Bay, so they have no outfielders. Because Duda, they've been talking about Duda moving to first base possibly, but now they're not going to even trade Ike Davis, so you're guaranteed at least Duda in right field. But center field and left field still have question marks.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, thinking about that right now, we got a great analysis from Tanya in the New York Mets right now. But if I can, I want to take it a step further. Tanya, did you actually...
There's a right fielder available in New York. He could maybe just switch teams.
Oh, God.
He's a free agent.
Well, in baseball terms, because I think he's married.
Yeah.
Oh, man, she's hot.
Yes.
The wife.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Nick Swisher.
I said she, you idiot. I mean, his wife. It's like, I think they like New York, too, so they might
stay. Yeah, she would just switch over.
Yeah, all right. Cut it down with the switchover. Tanya, you gave us some analysis right now on what the value of R.A. Dickey would be. What would you go for? I mean, right now, would you keep them? Yeah, if you were the GM, which you're qualified for, you know, because they didn't hire what's-her-face down here with the Angels, those dumb.
You were so
thank you.
We were very angry about that.
I was pissed, Tanya, the day that they hired DePoto. I went on a 4-minute rant?
A long rant.
I was pissed. I thought she had paid her dues. But anyway, Tanya, what would it be? GM, do you keep Dickey in the present situation right now? Or do you keep him now temporarily to make a deal? What do you do?
I keep him because I'm not guaranteed with what I have in Johan Santana. Johan Santana can come in, only pitch for 2 months, and he might need to get shut down. So I would keep R.A. Dickey. He's my ace. He's my number one go-to guy. And then if Santana goes down, I have backup in the minors. But I need that veteran presence among the pitchers. Johnny, he's still working on what he needs to do. He's not a veteran yet. He's still a little wet behind the ears. He's a left-handed pitcher, so he's going to take a while to develop. I would prefer to keep Santana because he can work with Johnny. Left-handed pitchers take a long time to develop. So Santana would work well with Johnny, but I would keep R.A. Dickey. And then see what I have in the minors, just do little swaps here and there, and look for that lightning in a bottle for the outfield.
And of course, he relates so well to the fans because he writes children's books.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Yeah, she laughed too.
They can whine like a little bunch of babies. So, yeah, the children's books, good job, Dickey.
Ladies and gentlemen, R.A. Dickey, for those of you that know and don't know, this guy only went 20-6 with a 2.7. Wow, that's what I'm saying. 20-6 with 2.73 ERA, and this is where his numbers really start to get good. 233.2 innings. He only gave up 192 hits. That's almost a 40-inning differential. That's 40 innings where they didn't get anything. He gave up 78 earned runs, 71 were earned. He gave up 24. That's not too bad. 24 home runs. But then when you start looking at his walk-to-strikeout ratio, it went 230 to 64. Ladies and gentlemen, that's ungodly. That's like 4-1. Or no, I'm wrong, which is not a shock here. 230 to 54. That's like a 5-1 ratio.
And you know what makes it even more, and no offense to the Mets, it wasn't a great team. It makes his numbers look
no,
like
it really wasn't. It was not
no,
a great team
I mean,
at
to
all.
Pitch that well on a bad team. You know, that, I mean, it wasn't like if he was, you know, pitching on the Yankees or the Cardinals or, you know, the Reds, something like that. You know, that won all those games. I mean, he was their go-to guy. I mean, that's where they counted their wins from him.
I think his only pedestrian number is 2.73. That would be the only thing. I mean, no, don't get me wrong, because I've always said 3.0 and above, that's just average. 2.99 going down to about 2.5, 2.4. I mean, that's very good. Anytime you're under 2.5, that's ungodly, period. That's just the way it is. So his numbers were very good. His whip was 1.05. I've always said 1.20 is the bare minimum for a starter. This guy wasn't even close. So that's why it's a difficult question to ask Mets fans right now. Do you trade them for something, or do you keep them? And I, Tanya, you saw my answer. You keep them.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. You have to keep them. At the same time, what's good for the Mets is that a lot of teams, they're really nervous about going for a knuckleball pitcher because you really don't know what you have with a knuckleballer. It's either you have Gold or you have Cole. So you don't know which one you're going to get. But the thing is, the advantage with Dickey, and a lot of people are like, well, he's 39. He's getting up there in age. Yeah, but you know what? So was Tim Wakefield, and he pitched well into his 40s. So there's no reason why we cannot get a deal done for R.A. Dickey, whether it's a 2-year or 3-year deal. He'll pitch till he's 42 years old with the Mets. You have Gold. You give your kid, your minor league pitchers enough time to fully develop, and then you bring them up when R.A. Dickey's ready to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the minute Tanya said 39, my mouth dropped.
Yeah, dude.
And I looked at his date of birth, which it just passed. Happy birthday, old man. 10/29, 1974.
That's pretty damn sad. He's 39 and he's an old man.
Well, in baseball terms, yeah, we are older than that by a lot.
Well,
I'm older by that by 4 years. Actually, his number 43.
Yeah, baby.
Maybe that's why deep down I was incredibly sympathetic. I saw his number once, and it just stuck, 43, 43, 43. That's why I kind of, you know, I said, no, you keep him. You like to keep the old horses, you know, after the barn door is broken. You know, so
the only problem though, keeping those old horses, they're not going to get shot in the head.
Trade them. Sorry, Tanya. Whole different world over here in the morning, huh?
It really is, though.
I thought with such young people like Corvo and Tanya.
Yeah.
Sorry, Couch. You're in the same age group as us, so I can't put you in that.
I'm older than all of you.
you're 46, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh,
you're
okay. Okay, very good.
I know I look a lot older. With
you freaking old fart. Shut up. You have hair.
Well,
shut up.
At least it's gray, though.
I do, too. I just shave it.
If
I
had your hair
to...
with gray, I'd be happy. Well, I have no hair. Dude, why do you think I put a cap on in the summer? Because the breeze kills it. It makes me cold. I am old. The arthritis. It's like, oh, dude, the head hurts when it's cold. People think I'm a hardcore Yankee fan. The reality is that's the only cap I have. So.
Well, I know. I was making fun of you with the angel cup.
You can go to hell. Go to hell, big dog.
Yeah, you're not getting much of a...
My wife serves me.
And you're not getting much of a low-sodium diet there, sir.
Hey, Cap Potato, how are the Texas Rangers going?
I saw that.
Wow.
I went for you to save me on the food issue.
I actually had a question for Tanya because...
hold on a minute. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, let me do the intro. This is the Five Tool Show with Tanya Mercado. You are live. Go ahead, Cap Potato.
I just wanted to know what Mets fans think about the situation getting rid of Carlos Beltran, after the good season that he had in St. Louis, and how were the fans' reaction to that, or was it good riddance, or do they really wish maybe still had him on the team?
Well, with Carlos Beltran, it was a love-hate relationship. They hated him for 2006 for taking that Cole 3 strike, which was a nasty of a pitch. Nobody could hit that. But at the same time, everybody loved him because he did do, when he was healthy, he did do what he had to do. I mean, if it wasn't for him, they would have lost a heck of a lot of games because he was probably the best center fielder that they've ever had in their entire history. Okay, so a lot of people were happy for him. A lot of people rooted for the Cardinals. A lot of Mets fans rooted for the Cardinals because he was on the team. Otherwise, they would have rooted for the Giants. I mean, the Giants is their history, not the Cardinals. But because they still do love Carlos Beltran, most Mets fans have forgiven him for 2006, and they all just wished him well. He couldn't win anything with the Mets. Hopefully, he would have won something with the Cardinals because he does deserve it because he did do something amazing. It's not like he was a bad ball player. He wasn't. But the pressure of New York probably got to him.
That was one big contract, too, wasn't it, Tanya? I mean, you think about it. I remember when they signed him, and the big question at the time was, spending all that money on him, should have it been used someplace else? But it sounds like, at least from what you're saying, is that everybody seems to be okay with the contract that he signed at the time. My only complaint about Beltran is that guy had a hard time staying healthy most of the time.
He did. I mean, but at the same time, what people need to understand is Shea Stadium, Citi Field, those were big ballparks. He had so much ground to cover. So he took more of a beating than he did in other ballparks, like with the Royals. And it's a much smaller ballpark. You can't even begin to compare. So, even with the Astros, it wasn't a tiny, tiny ballpark, but still you can't compare it to Shea Stadium and Citi Field. So all that running and all that sliding and all that throwing yourself onto the ground just to make a catch, that wears you down. And it's a shame because, honestly, I really do think that the Mets could have gotten a championship had Carlos Beltran stayed with the team, stayed healthy all those years, because he was a great player. He could hit. He could field. You had everything that you wanted in a center fielder in Carlos Beltran. So
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Carlos Beltran was a five-tool player. Good job, big dog.
He really was. And you know what the sad thing is? The Mets had two five-tool players. They had Jose Reyes and Carlos Beltran.
Oh, you know what's funny? I thought you were going to say Tanya Mercado and Carell Cooper.
That works, too.
Yeah, that's true, ladies and gentlemen. I'm giving her a shot because, of course, she has her program right before Tuesday Night America. It's at 6 p.m. Pacific time. The Five Tool Show. Good stuff. It took us like 8 years to come up with the promo, and she's like, oh, you're going to do a logo? Okay, here it is. I was like, oh, okay. Hey, G-Mo, stop screwing around. She's got her logo already. And everyone knows G-Mo's my little girl, my little 15-year-old, my little artist. And, you know, cut it out, dude. She has someone that she's talking to all the time on Skype, and that little rat bastard is not afraid of me.
Next time he comes over, you're...
Oh, that little brat is smart enough to come over. It's called Skype.
No, the next time you make sure you're in the background and you're sharpening...
Oh, I did.
And you're sharpening the shovel or something.
Yes, I'm gonna whip out the Mac 10, do the army fatigues, which it hurts, you know, because I'm a Navy guy, but, you know, army fatigues, and just talk about, you feeling lucky? And my wife comes around and she goes, no. So that would kind of blow it all. Oh, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just the stupidity here of Sports Talk with the Guys. We're talking about my future daughter's...
Possible boyfriend?
Yeah, because she does not have a boyfriend.
Well, at least none that she's telling you about.
Oh, yeah. She's got quite a few, damn it. She does. The one thing going for my daughter is that she's taller than most of the boys, and
she is tall.
She's incredibly tall for that, and most little boys are intimidated by her. And of course, I had to ruin it by saying, "Hey, mija, if someone short, a little boy is on the shorter side, he actually comes up to you to talk to you, you give him the time of day." Well, stupid little video game players are always looking for partners, so they're always going up to her. Like, oh, son of a!
Just wait till next year when she wants to join cheerleading.
No, she's in leadership. She's not a cheerleader.
There's a girl that...
It's not
in her. You're just not going to let her get into it.
I'm sorry, Couch Potato. What was that?
You're just not going to let her get into it.
No, if she actually wants to, that's her thing. She can walk to school from there on out.
On senior night, the other day when I walked my daughter on the field, they were announcing everyone, and there was one girl... That was a cheerleader, 4-year cheerleader, and I was surprised from what they were announcing. 4-year cheerleader.
Is that the one with the messed up hair?
No, oh God, no. four year cheerleader, going to Yale, and she's gonna double major in microbiology and nuclear biology.
Okay, but she still doesn't get to the level of Tanya. Not even close.
Oh.
Yeah, because right there, she just has to put things together and blow them up. And mix and match with the biology. Tanya actually has to come up with some coherent thoughts. You know, she has to have her epiphanies from time to time. And she has to make sure the interrogatories are acceptable.
And, of course, when she measures her intelligence, she just listens to us and goes, damn, I'm so much smarter than them.
Yeah. And then, I know she... And, of course, this morning she's like, there's a reason why I don't come here in the morning.
See, this is why I stay curled up in bed sleeping till maybe like 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, that's fair. That's when we used to go on at 9 a.m. Remember that?
Yeah.
in our youth, Big Dog?
In our humble beginnings.
In our humble beginnings, Sports Talk with the Guys started at 9 o'clock in the morning, Pacific
and
time.
And then we realized everybody's gone.
Well, yeah, you know.
Or getting up.
Yeah, they were getting up. And then it was funny because when we made the decision 3 weeks before, I mean, we always had every now and then. A big audience. We're like, what the hell did we do? What the hell did we? And then we try to like copy it, I suppose, and the numbers went back to crap. So we didn't know what we were doing. And just as we announced that a month before that we were going to switch to 6 a.m. Pacific time, the audience is boomed. Like, where the hell were you?
And I was like, oh, God, 6 in the morning. Oh, my God, I got to get up.
Yeah, and we've not gone back since.
Nope.
I don't know what the big deal is about getting up so early in the morning, Big Dog.
Well, screw you. You don't have to, especially now when I live an hour away.
You used to live 20 minutes away.
Actually, yeah, but I used to make it here in 10.
I know. I was always wondering, hey, you just called me from the house.
Jeez. I knew if I left 5:45, I could make it here on time.
Ladies and gentlemen, he was about 13 miles away. And he made it in 15 minutes.
No, I can make it in 10.
In 10 minutes.
Wow.
In
10.
Oh, did
I
you?
I could do it in 10. It'd be like,
you see?
Yeah.
She's the double major at Yale because she figured out the math right there. She was like, that's not 70 miles an hour.
Well, see, early in the morning, of course, your freeways are very open, you know, so it's not like driving to New York where it's always crowded all the time.
And you can't really speed through all those skyscrapers.
And ladies and gentlemen, by the way, Tanya Mercado is also a host on one of our other programs, actually on one of our other channels, NDB Media 3. She hosts Raise Your Glass, which has become...
Excellent show.
Excellent. Dare I say, not even the appropriate metaphor. Her numbers are out the door. Her program has become incredibly popular. It's a place where people can just sit down, raise your glass to toast, or drink a cup of coffee, and share a lot of stuff. And she had a good program on. I'm sorry I wasn't able to listen to the entire thing, but Raise Your Glass is on at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 o'clock Eastern on NDB Media 3. And if she records a commercial for me, that would be great. Then I could
play
it. Well,
I'd be more than happy. I'd be more than happy to do that.
Yeah, poor girl. I'm sorry, Tanya. You came over to pick a fight with us over the Snoopy dance, and there's no way you're going back to bed now because we've scared you, number one.
We need a video.
Well, I thought that was inferred. Even though she said she was done with us. I was like, man, 6:10 in the morning. That was way too quick.
Brian? Isn't that Brian
Tarmino? Brian Tarmino! What's up, dude? He's in the chat room, Brian. Brian actually asked me to be his guest on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, and Blog Talk Radio actually, what did he say, featured? He said, they actually mistook me for Roger F. Noriega, the ambassador to the OAS under the Bush administration. Yeah, Roger F. and Noriega.
I'm Roger F. Noriega.
Hey, that was actually good, Big Dog. I like that one. Ladies and gentlemen, Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. We're all over the place.
Because that's a wrestling analogy.
That's a what? Analogy?
Yes, a wrestling analogy. There,
ooh,
there is,
you are talking dirty this morning, Big Dog.
There's a wrestler. His name is Rob Van Dam.
A wrestler?
He's a wrestler. His name is Rob Van Dam. And his little moniker thing is he says he's the whole effing show, since you can't really cuss on TV. So he says he's the whole effing show. So that's
like we're still being up to do from time to time?
But his actual name is Roger F. And I actually spoke to him through Facebook and stuff. And look who came in the chat room. Oh no.
Oh, play it.
Hold on, I gotta find it. Oh, because I didn't pay 99 cents for it. I'm too cheap.
I'm gonna give you the dollar then, okay?
You're gonna give me the dollar?
Yeah.
Are you really?
What do you need? What song?
Shh, don't say anything. Matt Alvarez is in the chat room.
Oh.
We haven't done it with Tanya. See, this is for Tanya.
Well, wait.
It takes
me too long to find it.
Okay, you stall. I'm busy. See, Tanya's never heard this before because she, this is her first time on Sports Talk with the Guys.
It might just wear last time.
So everybody gets their own intro song that we try anyways. We try and give everybody an intro song. And, of course, Tanya's is Feel Like a Woman, and Couch's...
Well, that was just... I got lucky on that one.
Well, I thought you were going to give her the Snoopy song with the Snoopy dance and stuff. I got
that one up, too.
Oh, duh. But that's another 99. Just kidding.
Okay,
I'm
here's
the nerdy.
We'll stick with the Shania Twain for me.
There you go. She likes that one.
Which one? Oh.
Yeah, but we also played for guys that pretend that they're women, too.
But okay. And we just have a special one for Matt.
Yeah, Matt Alvarez once again. You have to understand
and,
that.
And this is done with love, Matt. This is done with love.
It is.
We got to say something.
I mean,
Tanya's here. We got to say something nice.
She actually laughed on that one. All right, here we go, Matt Alvarez.
This is for you.
We pretend to love you, dude.
All right, guys, I actually have to head out because I am going out with my family today. It was great talking to you guys, and hopefully maybe same time next week.
Thanks, Tanya. It's been a pleasure, kiddo. Thanks.
Bye.
Cityfieldofmets.com, right? Or is it, Cityfield of Dreams.
Get it right.
Yeah, cityfieldofdreams.com.
Cityfield of Dreams. I got to save that.
There it is, .com. Thanks, Tanya.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Hey, Tanya, did you find that comic? Ah, she left.
Yeah, I think we just lost because she was on her way. And just stop now, God. Oh, she was great. She was a lot of fun.
Can you?
Can
I go ahead?
Oh, I guess we're in the musical playing mood. Oh, God, the first hour is gone. That's what happens when you get a girl on the program. You get all flustered. Just a lot of fun.
And at least people pay attention.
That's right. That's so true.
Tanya came here and she brought everyone with her.
Yeah, damn. Oh, Okay, fair enough. But anyway, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the next one. He's in the chat room, and it is there. All right.
And there he goes. He's already been over the ridge because he's down here in the States. He's making his way back home to the frozen tundra. Horse is pissed. Nell is pissed. But Tim is happy to be going home because he's Tim.
Good morning, Tim. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to be playing all that often the A-team for Brian Tarvin because he's a lot more genteel than that. But I'm going to be working on the song for him. It's just the one that I came up with because, you know, Brian, Allen, you know, B.A., B.A.T., you know, that's the closest I could get to B.A. Baracus. I know he's like, cut it out, dude, I'm from the South. We don't like the A-team. We like Dukes of Hazzard.
We can do redneck jokes.
You can do what jokes?
Redneck.
What was that?
Redneck.
Brian, big dog said it, not I. Catch potato?
I'm Mexican. I'm a beaner.
Okay. I'm not going to say redneck. I have a feeling Brian can kick some Dallas butt.
He's younger than all of us. He can kick the shit.
I know.
Out
that's
of
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Brian, let him drive 3,000 miles over here.
Dude, don't give him reason. Ladies and gentlemen, we're into our second hour here on Sports Talk with the guys.
Remember, Brian,
the glorious morning.
I'm the guy with the beard, no hair, okay?
Shut up. He has white hair on him. You'll find him on the west side.
Yeah, because I'm so fat, you can't miss me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Parvino says, I'm a big redneck.
See? He doesn't mind.
Tim's last day on the road today. Oh,
so
are you driving right now, Tim? Because if so, you need to warn me so I don't scare your wife on the road. Because
I know he's close to Minneapolis when he crosses over.
Oh, that's right. He already did leave from down there. God, that was quick. I guess when we get older, it just gets faster. Anyway, Tim, where are you in the road or in the world right now?
Where's Tim? Instead of where's Wallace? Where's Tim?
Instead of where's Terry?
Ah, yes. Well, he'll be on the road soon, too, probably.
No, he did his last one.
Winter time he comes,
he did his last one.
He's not touring anymore?
No, he's getting advanced in years.
Yeah, but he's a rock star. He's a rock star, though. He's traveling.
Yeah, on NDB Media.
He is. He is our resident rock star. RRS.
He says he's in a hotel. It's all good.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, because if
He's probably at the Ritz-Carlton, you know, kicking back.
Yeah.
1,000 count great sheets or something.
I think he has an SUV. He drives down in it. It's absolutely awesome. Couch Potato, what vehicle do you drive? I bet you drive an
Eco One, huh?
You've seen my car. I drive a Hyundai.
I saw that picture when the tree fell. You drive a Hyundai. Hyundai. You know, you remind me of Gabriel Iglesias when he pulls up with his...
Oh, Hyundai. Hyundai.
Who the hell gives a sh?
Because the Hyundai's they don't make anymore. Hyundai's are those real, like a Daihatsu. Real
Daihatsu? Stop swearing!
That's right.
What the hell, you want to have Pearl Harbor again, dude?
Yep.
Anyway, whatever the hell he's driving, it's a small car. I remember Gabriel Iglesias when he pulls in with his new VW and the little gang members across the street. They're like, hey! Dude! Hey! Yoo-hoo! He turns around, what? How'd you get in there, S.A.? It's just so funny. Sorry, Couch Potato.
Hey, I'm fine.
Good man. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got everyone. Oh, he's just outside of Duluth.
That's what I said.
Duluth.
Hey, didn't they go to Duluth in Major... Or no, what was the movie?
Fargo.
Quite good. Fargo. That's good, white man.
Yeah, you got that one.
No, I was thinking of Bull Durham. I think they went to Duluth.
One of your favorite movies.
Oh, baseball movie. You guys haven't seen Bull Durham. You're missing out.
Yeah, oh gosh, you're missing the best sports movie ever made.
In the middle. Never actually seen.
You've never seen the movie?
I
actually have it on DirecTV right now, recorded. Bull Durham. Wow.
Best show. Best sports movie out there.
That's a hard call, dude. I think it's the best baseball movie out there.
Yeah, best sports.
There's a few good football movies, dude. And even...
There's no good basketball movies.
No. Because Air Bud just sucks.
Well, I don't even... I'm thinking like the fish that saved Philadelphia. Remember that one with Dr. J back in the day?
No.
It sucked.
No. Oh, I'll just take your word for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a good time this morning. We're in the second hour. We've got a lot of... I don't think we even touched the first paragraph on what the big dog has done.
Well, since we have Couch on the line and we have everyone in the chat room, we can get their picks on this end.
For what?
The MVP, National League, American League, all that stuff. Since the finalists were announced... beginning Monday, two rookies of the year, and concluding on Thursday with the MVPs. Every day, they're going to announce the winners. Triple Crown winner Miguel Cabrera is one of the five finalists for American League MVP. It should be the only one, but, you know, that's the way that goes. So Detroit third baseman is joined by the Texas Adrian Beltre and Josh Hamilton, New York Yankees Robinson Cano, and L.A. Angels Mike Trout. So those five, scorekeeper, who? I know who.
Oh, for MVP?
Yeah.
Oh, Miguel Cabrera.
Couch, you agree?
No.
No?
Well, who
no.
then?
I know he's the Triple Crown winner. I know that. But I looked at both of them, and I just think as far as value to the team, I know Miguel Cabrera was a big contributor, but if you look at the Texas Rangers, without Adrian Beltre, they wouldn't have even been playing in that one-game playoff. I think the value of an Adrian Beltre, I know I'm in the minority in this, and it's not because I live in Texas or I'm a Texas Ranger fan. I just seen what he did for his own team and how valuable he was to his own team. Hell, Josh Hamilton, if he was out, no big deal. Cruz, if he was out, no big deal. Kinsler is out, no big deal. Adrian Beltre played and played every game. He played hurt and played well when he was hurt. That's my reasoning why I stick with Adrian Beltre.
Okay, Sonny, everything you said the last two or three sentences were correct when you said Adrian Beltre. But when you say Adrian Beltre or the Adrian Beltres of the world, damn it, name me another Adrian Beltre. And don't say, well, he's crossed the border. Don't say that.
Here we go.
Hey, here we go. There are no Adrian Beltres. There are no Mariano Riveras. There are no bitches. Well, okay.
I know. I forgot.
I know. You just love saying that. But anyway, now I want to ask Matt for his choice of Triple Crown.
Triple Crown, MVP.
MVP.
I don't have any choice.
He sounds mad.
Yeah, because he wants to. He's gonna go purple ballistic on your ass.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, I'm going to go with Couch's idea that he had last week. I'm going to have to do this. Yep, I'm going to have to do this the Matt Alvarez way. I'm going to have to get in my car next summer and drive my ass down there and deal with you personally.
He is. He's got to do it, guys. I'm telling you.
Let us know when you're coming so we won't be
so
here.
So you can hide.
Are you chicken? What the fuck? Chicken.
Yeah, Tim, that's right. Yeah, he says Miguel Cabrera. He and I are on the same that one, and then he puts in Derek Jeter. Yeah, all right, whatever.
So see, when Matt's coming down here, it'd be perfect, especially if he's coming on a Sunday.
Can we go to Disney?
No, I was gonna say I can do my usual thing. You know, Matt's coming. What day is he coming? He's coming on Sunday. Sunday, everybody. He'll be here on Sunday.
You watch too much television.
Yeah, I do. All right.
Matt, what's up, buddy? Thanks for joining us. And again, sorry. It's just because we had a girl on with us, dude.
So who's this?
Well, and then I heard what you said after. You were like, what? Huh? And the guy had told you that she left. You're like, oh, damn it. And I told you in the chat room, like, I said, you scared her off with the Barney song. That's why she left.
Oh, you're so right. We scared off. Dude, Barney, I don't give a shit about you, but Matt, I owe you a Matt. Oh, what?
So
thanks for cutting me off. My apology.
Never
no, go ahead. No, say it.
So China's afraid of big purple things?
Oh, afraid of purple.
Oh, God.
Hey, if you're in the archive listening to this, I did not say that. This is Couch.
Matt, you want to put
I'm just getting it out. I'm just getting it out there.
Oh, as evidenced by the statement, yes. Matt, thanks for joining us, pal. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. You know, it doesn't. It's okay though. It doesn't matter. That song does not matter. I'm gonna have a good day today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I gotta go to the mall at 1 o'clock.
You gonna buy Phil Jackson T-shirts or what?
No. I'm gonna meet a girl over there. We're gonna hang out.
All right.
Our little boy's girl.
Who's your shaman?
What?
Why we both? All right, Matt. I'm sorry. We both had two little slaps, and we just hit them way too fast. I said, "Who's his chaperone?" And then the big dog said,
"Our little boy's growing up."
I'm so sorry. You guys are awful.
You
got to eat.
Our little boy is growing up,
I'm
and I said,
right
"Who's
now,
the chaperone?"
We don't need
you guys
no
got a butt kicking coming, and I'm letting you now know I support it.
Oh, I do. Of course. They're going to a public place where there are a bunch of people. I'm good with it, too. Yeah, they're going to hold hands. But no, Matt Alvarez, who the hell was I telling the whole story to yesterday? Oh, we'd gone to a birthday party, and one of the guys that was there, I said, nah, you have to understand. And I was explaining to him why we play Barney. He says, that's cold, dude.
And it's cold.
Man, his Facebook page. Yeah, my friend's kid said, that's cold. That's messed up because he's about that age, so he knows all about Barney. And he said, nah, dude, that's uncool. I said, dude, his Facebook picture puts him at like 15, and the guy's like 28, 29. He's a good soul, and we get away with it. And he's really good about it because he hasn't threatened
for how long?
Our ass yet. Well, the funny thing is, yesterday I told him he hasn't threatened to kick our ass yet, but just a few moments ago he said he's going to drive down next summer.
That's right. So.
What? What was that mumbling back there?
Oh, jeez. Man alive.
And Tim. Be quiet, Tim. You're the one that's driving with the pedals, okay? I saw what you put in the chat room.
Oh, I didn't see
Tim.
That. But Tarvino had a great line from Major League.
Want me to drag him out here and kick the crap out of him?
Right. I have that voiceover.
That's a good movie, too.
It's great.
Yeah, but it was obvious Major League came out after Bull Durham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I love the slide in the second. He's like, come on. He just flips them off. That's so funny because that happened to us on the team that we were playing. One of our shortstops slid in and he came up way short. And after the guy saw the movie, they just died laughing because then everyone started taking names for that movie. It was great. It was fun. Yeah, I got Pappy.
Yeah, that was my name, Pappy, for the pitcher. Well, okay.
Yeah.
I was Joe Boo.
You were Joe Boo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't used Joe Boo a lot right here.
No.
Joe Boo's my hero.
He's your hero?
Oh, yeah, I love Joe Boo.
Joe Boo, I give you liquor. I give you respect. I give you everything. And Joe Boo, you give me nothing. Joe Boo, I say F you. I do this on myself.
Joe Boo needs a refill.
Oh, that's so funny. And the bat goes flying out. Bartender! Joe Boo needs a refill.
Shit out of him.
And what was so funny is when he's warming up for the playoff game, remember, when he toes the rubber, there's Joe Boo right next to him.
That was hilarious.
He takes the golf cover off his bat. That's one of my favorite things there, too.
Oh, that's right. Bats have hats. That's right.
Bats have hats.
That is another good movie, and that's why, Sonny, I appreciate you saying Bull Durham is one of probably the best sports movie.
It is. It's just everything. It's all around. In Major League, I can do without the romance. I mean, if they just kept it. I mean, Bull Durham had the romance in there, but everything in it was so classic. It's perfect. The rose goes in the front, big guy. I mean, those.
Yeah, I remember that. Ladies and gentlemen, for me personally, when I saw Bull Durham and I saw when he says, we need a day off, or we need a rain out, when I heard him say that, I said, is he really going to do what? And we did. We had to do that one time. Well, I'm not going to admit to, because I still think there's a time where they can still get you for it. So I'm not going to admit to it. But yeah, I had something similar, and when I saw Kevin Costner do it, I'm like, so he's not the only one that does that. There are days that you just can't play, baby. And you ruin the field. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Deathly silent.
So, Matt, what was on your program yesterday, pal?
Oh, I was talking about the big picture in sports. Nobody's seen the big picture.
I know. That's what your program was on.
Well, it's the big picture.
Well, I mean, you know, there are things with the NFL that happened. I think a lot of penalties were missed calls, but that's okay. I know they're not the replacement refs. The real refs are back, right? Couch knows all about the replacement refs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we wonder.
Yeah, sometimes we do.
Well, Sonny, are you happy that the refs are back?
Yeah, it's one thing or another. Me personally, they made one really bad call, and that's why everybody went into the uproars about, and you know, Green Bay losing on that Monday Night Football game. That if that play wasn't there, we probably still have replacement refs.
Sorry, Sonny, I do apologize for the awkward silence. We were responding to a Facebook post right now on the big... Shut up, dude! Stop doing that! Did you hear the laugh? He was being a little dirty or a little descriptive to me what he would do. So, I apologize.
It's fine. No, but that, there you go. That's, you know, there was some bad calls out there, you know, but that, I mean, you're always going to have it. Like I said, if Green Bay didn't lose on Monday night, they'd still have him in there, I think, and make Ed Hockley and everybody else, you know, work a little bit.
Well, since we're talking about football and we have Couch on, what do you
and Matt.
And Matt. And what do you think, though, Couch? Well, the reason why is because I'm going to go this way.
That on an all-guys program.
Couch, what
hey,
do you
dude,
think?
I'm going this way.
What do you think about Jerry Jones saying he'll never give up his GM position?
Oh, what a dumbass.
Wow.
Listen,
guys, I don't know if you've been watching my articles. You know, I'm very critical of Jerry Jones. And that reporter, I love him. I don't know who it was. I love him. Because it was the first time in reality anybody is, you know, in case anybody doesn't know, to get media credentials in Dallas in order for it to get to the Dallas Cowboys games, it's impossible. I mean, I've been writing about the Dallas Cowboys now here, since, you know, for 4 years, and frankly, I got one of the articles that I put up at least yearly is about Jerry Jones. But here, if you take a look at that whole situation, the questions that were asked were ones that this guy, they found out his names and he's been revoked. I'll tell you right now, because Jerry Jones looked like a deer in headlights with some of the questions. And those were the questions that fans wanted a direct answer. They got the BS answer, but at least they were asked by that reporter. I loved it. It was the greatest thing. But you know what? I told everybody. And, you know, this guy's never going to give up the GM spot. But Jimmy Johnson seems to remember it a little bit differently, that he was the one that was in charge of that stuff when he was coaching that football team. And, of course, that's the last time they had any kind of success, of course. Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson put it out there without coming out and saying it the way he should have, is that Jerry Jones was very jealous that he was not a big integral part of the success of the Dallas Cowboys because he owns the team. And that's exactly what I've been saying for the last 5 years, you know, writing. Everybody said, oh, come on, Sonny, you're absolutely wrong. But when Jimmy Johnson came out and said exactly what I was saying, that now everybody doesn't think old Sonny's a little crazy. So, you know, I'm glad at least Jimmy Johnson backed my contention on what I felt about Jerry Jones forever. But I will tell you right now, this 3-5 record has nothing to do with Jerry Jones. And the fact of the matter is they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow, and both of them, God, who's going to win that game? I have no clue. They're both so bad.
Sonny, before I go to Matt Alvarez on this, let me tell you one thing. If you're saying that this 3-5 record is not due to Jerry Jones,
mm-hmm.
I don't know where your logic comes from. Because if you say it's the players, well, who chose the players, Sonny? Jerry Jones. Inevitably, whether the team wins or loses,
it is the general manager. If the players have bad attitudes and they just don't want to play, again, Jerry Jones chose that team.
Or chose to keep him with the bad attitude.
Or chose to keep him with the bad attitude. Whatever you say, Sonny, in my humble opinion, all the Jerry Joneses of the world are stupid when they try to cop out like that.
And I loved how they...
Hey, Matt Alvarez goes next.
Well, just one little comment.
Oh, are you saying you go first because you're older?
Yeah.
Where's your IT?
Oh.
No, I was just going to say, I thought it was very interesting that Jones, when they asked him, if you were just the owner and a GM had the record over the last 2 years that you have had, would you still have him there? And he said, no, I'd fire him.
And he's now gone against that.
Well, no, he said he'd fire the GM if it wasn't him.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying. If it was anybody else, he said, yeah.
He has to look in the mirror now.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, he has to look at the TV set. It's a pretty big TV set.
Matt, look, if joining the conversation, pal, I mean, is he gone if he were your GM? Or maybe it is the players and your GM actually has done well, but you got to get rid of some players. What would you do in that situation?
In that situation, I think that you would have to, you know, have a big meeting and find out what the heck's going on first before you start firing people. And then you just have to think logically, let's see what happens in the next game. Because, I mean, I remember some coaches have done that, not on the NFL level, but at the college level, where they would go, okay, well, if such and such happens at this game, then we'll find out what it is. And so after a game went in, they'd be like, okay, well, all the players did the job, and so you're not the GM of this college anymore, so you're going to be fired. And that's how it used to be. I don't know how they handle that stuff on the NFL level, but.
Just to take a look at the Dallas Cowboys, and I respectfully completely disagree with you, Scorekeeper, about that as far as the players. I will say the problem with the Dallas Cowboys has absolutely nothing to do with Jerry Jones as far as this season is concerned, the 3-5. And I say that because it's about coaching. This team is about coaching. You take a look at the talent. Hey, you can say what you want about Jerry Jones, okay? He blows money, okay? He throws money at players. The players on this football team are not bad football players, okay? So somewhere within the realm of it, it's got to come from the head coaching position. And I'll tell you, Jason Garrett has a record of 11-13 since he's taken over this football team, okay? You know, and supposedly there's been a change, but there hasn't been a change because if there has been, it would have resulted with W's on the football field as well. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a harsh critic of Jerry Jones, but guess what? There is a good point to be made about Jerry Jones. The Dallas Cowboys are his. Okay, he's allowed to do whatever he wants, okay? And whether he wants to be the general manager or whether he doesn't want to get out of the fact that, you know, he's not a very good GM, okay? They're still football players, and somewhere within the realm of these football players, they've got to find it in themselves to be good football players. And sometimes that has to come from coaching. Jason Garrett is not the right coach for this football team, and I'm telling you right now, since that story broke about Sean Payton coming from Dallas. Folks, remember, I was talking about this the day after the Saints won the Super Bowl. I said, Sean Payton is going to be the coach of these Dallas Cowboys sooner than later. And guess what? It's sooner. And that's probably what's going to happen over here. And it comes down to coaching. When you got the talent that is on paper here, you as a coach have got to be able to get those guys to play. And I'll even take one more point, and then I'll let everybody. It has nothing to do with defense. It has to do with the offense. Okay, Tony Romo isn't getting the job done. They're not keeping the ball out. They're not keeping the ball offensively sustained, so the defense can get some rest. The defense is good. Matter of fact, the defense is the only good part of this football team right now. Last year, they weren't good, but they weren't the reason why they were losing football games. It comes down to offense. Who's the offensive coordinator on this football team? Happens to be the head coach. And remember, Yare got rid of the defensive coordinator and Wade Phillips, and all he did is take a team that was last in all defensive categories and made them top two in every category the year he stepped in. It comes down to this. When you are the owner and you're Jerry Jones, there's no question he's put together some good talent on the football field. Now it gets down to coaching, and that comes from Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett should never have been the guy coaching this football team in the first place.
Sonny, who hired Jason Garrett?
As far as that part is concerned, you are right. But here's one of the things.
Oh, but on the other part, I'm not.
Yeah, but you were placing that on the players. You were placing it on the coach. You were placing that
we're
opinion
placing it on the coach.
Up on
I'm
the
just
players.
Saying that anytime someone says that it's the team that's not performing, again, Sonny, look, if you're in business and your team fails because of the people that you chose suck, it is what it is. Now, if it's the manager that failed, well, someone's responsible, Sonny, and it's just, Sonny, I appreciate your insight, but I have to say first and foremost, if a team is failing, look at the blame. It starts from there. Someone's responsible. Who made that happen?
But he's not going to get rid of Jerry Jones. He owns the team.
Right.
I mean, he's
and
not
he
gonna
chose
fire
the manager.
He's not going to fire himself. And guess what? He's a billion-dollar industry down here, okay? He's the most... His merchandising and everything as far as the Dallas Cowboys are known, even though the Steelers are a good football team and they've won more Super Bowls, more people know about the Dallas Cowboys than the Steelers. Why? Because Jerry Jones has built that to where it is. Now, as far as the football field is concerned, he's got the wrong coach in. But you were talking about the players and what they were doing. This team needs a football coach. This team needs
Hey, right winger, stop lying about me. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say anything. I said, look, Sonny, I said, the blame
goes
to the
GM. Players with the bad attitudes is what you were saying. When you got players that have the bad
that
attitude and that he brought them in and everything else, that you were pinpointing that part up on the players. No one said anything about coaching until I said it. And what I'm saying is you just need to find the guy to put together the talent on the football field and play on Sundays.
Yeah,
and that's
true.
What this team is lacking because they're not lacking
the talent.
The GM! The fact that Jones said that if it wasn't him as the GM, he would have fired the GM, all it is right now is ego. He is so ego.
Absolutely.
Dumbass.
Don't get me wrong. Jerry Jones is the biggest egomaniac in the NFL, and he's the biggest jerk owner in the NFL.
You have one here.
Yeah,
but as far as the football team and as far as what's on the product that's on the field, that has to go directly to coaching. And because the coaching, the problem with this football team is offensively.
Yeah, I'd agree. But what I was going to say, you're absolutely right. But Jones, I mean, he's cutting his nose off to spite his face because, he just refuses to give up the power because he just says, he has the final say. I mean, why can't he be like Al Davis? Al Davis had a general manager, but the final say came from the owner. He can
Absolutely.
Do the same thing. I mean, he can put a general manager in there, and the general manager can say, hey, this is the person we need. But the owner, who is paying for everything, does have the final say. So it's not like he'd be giving the absolute final decision up. It's still going to come from him. He should realize that, as a GM, he's just not cutting it.
Absolutely.
And as far as them being they are a billion-dollar franchise, it wasn't built by Jerry Jones, though. He carried it over from the old Dallas Cowboys of America's team in the 70s and 80s.
And let me add to that. Sonny, there's no doubt Jerry Jones is a phenomenal businessman. He sold his oil stuff and invested every freaking penny in the Cowboys. What a brilliant move. It is. This guy has made them into the mega corporation that they are now, but they are still the Dallas Cowboys.
And they are below 500 over the last 15 years.
Well, they haven't done anything in 15.
123
and 124. Ooh, you're using numbers.
In the last 15 years, since 1997,
Absolutely.
They are one game below 500.
Listen, there's no question that Jerry Jones has no business being the GM, okay? I get it, and I understand it. But if you look at paper, okay, and you look at this football team on paper, this team should be any team in the NFL, or at least should be considered. Now, they're going up against the Philadelphia Eagles this Sunday, okay? If you're the Dallas Cowboys, you should win this football game. But guess what? It's not. It's about coaching because you don't know what you're going to get from week to week. Week to week is during the season. And the fact of the matter is this football team should have at least two more victories than they do right now. And that's coaching. That's not Jerry Jones. Okay? That's coaching. And so when you're not getting the coaching, that's where the problem's coming from. And that's the reason why they're not winning on the football field. This year, I'll give Jerry Jones some credit. He hasn't had his nose in the offensive playbook. He isn't coming down from his skybox to call a play, which he's been known to do. Okay? This year, he's let Jason Garrett handle it. Jason Garrett is 11-13 since taking over this football team. He's not a good coach. He's not the right coach, at least for these players, this team. And that's what... You can blame Jerry Jones all you want, but he owns the team. It's got to go to the offensive coordinator. Because the defense is pretty damn good.
Sonny, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yep, I'm here.
Sonny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I can hear Sonny. I don't know if everybody else can.
I don't think they can. I think we are on air. I think that, Matt, I think we're the ones on air and they're not. So stay online with them because I've got to get and let the guys know I got to make breakfast for my baby and my wife so they can go and be strong for her performance today. So I can hear you. Can you hear me, scorekeeper?
Yeah, it is. You guys there? I can't.
Hello? Can you hear us?
Yeah, they can't hear us. Matt, stay online with them because I do got to go. Let them know that, but I'll keep listening in the air.
Okay.
All right.
I got you, Couch.
Sorry about that, guys. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, Matt, I can hear you. It's just like we lost the connection. I know Cuervo's in as well. Sorry about that, guys. No, you guys were still live. But you guys hear us? Is the communication clear?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Couch Potato?
Couch had to leave. He had to go handle his family business.
Oh, okay. Cuervo.
Drop the kids off at the pool? Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing very well, Cuervo. Thanks for staying with us. The minute I brought you in, we had some issues, so no, it's all good.
Chicago people.
Yeah, what's going on with the Chicago stuff, dude?
Oh,
I mean, we're just, you know, looking forward to the game tomorrow night against Houston. It's going to be, you know, interesting to see two one-loss teams going at it, you know, towards the middle of the season. It's very rare that it happens, so it's going to be a very, very good game.
Yeah, but how's the weather out there, dude? Because I don't mean to be a jerk, but it's like 45 degrees in Mira Loma, and I don't know what the local weather is. Oh, it's, let me see, what's the local weather? About 46 degrees. How is it over in Chicago?
Yeah, it's nice out here. The sun is peeking out. I actually just came back from a nice jog, so it's beautiful weather out right now.
How cold is it? What's the
it's
temperature?
It's not that bad. Not that bad. It's about the same, maybe 45 to 50 degrees right now.
Yeah, summertime for them.
Yeah, it's 46
yeah,
degrees
exactly.
Right there in Southern California. Wow. How cold is it up there, Matt?
Oh, I don't know. I'm inside my apartment, so.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're, of course, out inside freezing our little cojones off. I do apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
No,
Big Dog wants to know if you're wearing your little jammies with the feet on the...
What?
Don't put my name
Shut
on
Shut up. I don't, I don't wear PJs. I'm too old for that crap. I sleep in shorts and a T-shirt. That's all. That's all I need.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair enough. Thanks for that image. Brian, good morning, Brian. What's up?
Who called me a redneck, by God?
That was like an hour and a half ago, dude.
I think it was Sonny Clark.
That was,
oh, no, that's
right.
No,
it was me.
I don't want to get Sonny in trouble.
Oh, that's too much fun, dude.
How you doing, Brian? I'm good. How are you guys? Great show today.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Let me interrupt real quick. Tim, thanks, buddy. Have yourself a great one. And Godspeed on the trip, dude.
Yeah, safe drive.
Yeah. And if you need something, call AAA, dude. I mean, by the time we get out there, they'll probably be dead. Seriously. Okay, I guess that wasn't funny. Anyway, so, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of football coming up. You know, there's some Yankee news. The Yankees are very happy that Mariano Rivera is on track to be there for opening day. And, of course, the Yankees also had some qualifying offers that were turned on. Yeah. Hiroki Kuroda, Swisher.
Rafael Soriano, which I believe he turned his down because he heard what's his name was coming back.
Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be a set man anymore. I mean, he got a taste of being the closer, and I think he enjoyed it, and doesn't want to wait any longer.
Well, if they want him there, they're going to need him to come back at more money.
Well,
and
I hear he was going to want at least $15 to $16 million,
which is what Mariano's getting paid.
Yeah, I hear that what I heard. Was the only person they're going to go after is Kuroda. They're going to let Swisher go, and they're going to let Soriano go.
Yeah. And, of course, there was some other bit of news where Robinson Cano said, no hometown discount. No hometown discount when I go free agent next year. No hometown.
Well, you know why?
Because he's going to get a multi-billion-dollar contract.
No, because who's his agent?
Scott Boras?
Yes, Scott Boras is his agent. Of course, no discount.
Do you know how much money, guys, we'd be making if Scott Boras would be our patient, or our agent?
We have a real studio.
You suck.
That's beside the point. She likes it. Anyways.
Oh, God.
We were going on over MVPs. The National League MVPs, the choices that were given were Ryan Braun has a chance to repeat. He's going up against Chase Keeley.
Sure, whatever.
Chase, San Diego, Chase Healy, Pittsburgh's Andrew McCutcheon, St. Louis's Yadier Molina, and San Francisco's Buster Posey.
Buster Posey! Who's your pick, Matt?
Oh, there it is. Brian, who's your pick? MVP, National League.
I would say Ryan Braun, but I think the steroid, you know, the test he failed could come into play in people's minds. I like Buster Posey.
Yeah, Cuervo.
Posey, guys, I don't even think it's close.
Ooh, I like it.
That's what we thought last year, but, you know.
Yeah, that's what we really thought it was last year, guys. I mean, it was hands down. Matt Kemp had the superior year. When you look at it, Ryan Braun had all the protection in the world. Milwaukee Brewers had an awesome lineup. They did. But the Dodgers had crap, and he put up the great numbers.
And they said that's why Braun got it, because he had the better team.
But That's wrong argument.
That's the old school baseball writers.
No, it's because Matt Kemp's a jerk and no one wanted to vote for him.
Yeah, that's true too.
Wow, Buster Posey, because you go for it too, right?
Yeah, Buster Posey. Now for Cy Young Award in the National League, you have R.A. Dickey, Clayton Kershaw, and Gio Gonzalez.
Just those three?
Just those three.
I named the Cy Young Award winner. And I forget which one it was.
Well, who do you think it is based on those three?
Those
are the finalists. Those are the only people you can go for.
Yeah, I know. I'm not certain. I'll have to review my checks. Do you guys know National League Cy Young Award winner? Any picks there?
Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, Clayton Kershaw. Yeah, Clayton Kershaw. I'm good with that, too. Matt. Oh, well, he can't go for Clayton Kershaw because he's a Dodger.
What? I'm not no Dodger
fan. You're not
a
Dodger. I know you're not a Dodger fan, but I'm saying Clayton Kershaw's a Dodger, so you can't vote for him.
No, I can't.
Okay. Hey, Matt, we call you guys the Giants, the hated ones. What do you call us? And don't say 911 beaters, dude, because that sucks.
Oh,
what do you guys call us? Because really, the Giants are referred to as the hated ones down here.
Yeah. We're trying to come up with a new name for you guys because we know all the other ones we've given you are lame and retarded. We want to.
Because you're Giants fans.
Well, that's funny. That's good. Fair enough. Cuervo.
About Cy Young, I'm a little confused, guys.
Yeah.
I would probably go with Dickey, actually. I think Dickey had a little bit better season.
Or team just as bad.
Yeah, and the team did suck just as much too. So.
Well, we talked about
where's the logic that Dickey had the best year and their team just really
well,
went.
Well, that's our logic. I mean, well, we're not baseball. We got a gold, unfortunately.
Oh, by
Dickey
the way,
blows.
If Tanya DeBlucci is the entire program, all I have to say is that while Tanya was gone, Big Dog was talking crap about the Mets. He's talking a lot of crap about the Mets. You don't talk crap about me.
That's because you're a Presidente.
I'm a Presidente. Fair enough. Okay, let's do the American League.
Okay, the American League Cy Young is once again the MVP and Cy Young Award winner, Justin Verlander. Also, David Price and Jared Weaver.
David Price.
Hello?
My guy.
No, I'm not going to Marshall.
Brian, American League, like you care.
I have to go with Verlander.
Oh, Verlander. Matt.
What's that?
American League Cy Young Award winner.
You guys are breaking up now. Can't even hear you guys.
Okay, how about now?
Much better.
Okay, our Skype caller was making a lot of noise.
Damn that Skype caller.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Ah, okay. So what were you saying?
Cy Young Award winner, American League. Verlander, Price, or Weaver?
I think Weaver.
Oh, so we've got three. Cuervo.
Verlander.
Verlander, okay, well.
I think Verlander's going to get it. I would like Weaver to get it, but I think Verlander's going to get it.
Yeah, it's funny because David Price has a superior year, but what do you guys know? Yeah. That's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring him on from the great down under. He is calling in, and we're going to make it happen right now. Don't perk up like a little baby that's about to get fed, Big Dog. Hey, Jamie Magnus!
G'day, boys. How you going?
She was waiting for the intro.
How you doing, AJ?
Hey, good, good. How's everyone feeling?
A little cold. We're not like
very, very loud. And I'll see if I can walk away from these people for a bit. I just thought I'd quickly call and talk a bit about cricket.
All right. The floor is open to you. Go ahead.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
Hang on, I'm just trying to get away from people. There's so many folks in the city tonight. Our cricket, South Africa's 2 in Australia, and our first cricket test match started yesterday. And it looks like we're going to lose cricket this year. South Africa's bought some pearlers with them.
That's not good.
I thought it really
about his team, did they win the rugby?
AJ, your rugby, did your team win the title?
Nah, we lost, man. 14 points to 10. We've done no good.
Sorry.
Yeah, but it's cricket season now. We don't dwell on the losses. Look towards the next series of losses. How about that? Nah, South Africa's ranked number 2 in the world, and we're ranked about 5, I think. But that's the 5-day test match. Like, we play cricket for 5 days against South Africa. We've only got 2 of their batters out, which I know you don't understand it too much, but they're going to destroy us. The other bit of news, I've got a really bad line, so I'll keep it quick. We had the Melbourne Cuppy, which is a $6.5 million horse race held once a year, and it was won by an Australian horse. There was only 6 Australian horses in the field, and we managed to score a win, so that was pretty good.
All right. Did
but
you win
other
any
than
money?
That, yeah, it's pretty. No, I'd never win money on the Melbourne Cup. I haven't won money on the Melbourne Cup since 98, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got a really shocking line. I'm going to have to go. I just thought I'd quickly call in base. It's because your daylight savings has ended and ours has started, it's nearly 3 o'clock here, so it's getting really hectic. So I don't know. I'll try for a better line next week, and have a good one, boys. I'm sorry I couldn't stay longer. Take it easy.
All right, AJ. Thanks a lot, AJ.
Rock and roll.
Thank you, AJ.
See you, boys.
And, of course, as you know, AJ joined the Big Dog as well as Tanya this past Wednesday on Comics 101. Really good stuff. You guys had a good time, didn't you?
I had a great talk.
Yeah, so appreciate it, AJ. Thanks for calling in.
I don't want to embarrass Tanya once.
Oh, whatever. Hey, I asked a question in the chat room. Cuervo, you guys doing a program? But I guess, I don't know, Sunny, are you guys doing a program? Let me see if I can bring Sunny on. Because if you want, I don't know about you, but dog, can you continue?
Hi, guys. I got the bad connection because I'm on the Skype and I'm actually on my remote phone. I don't know if we are doing the show. I'm not sure what Cuervo's schedule is today. I think he's actually working. And my daughter's getting ready for a cheerleading competition. That's why I'm not online, because I'm making breakfast and it's making a lot of noise.
Make me some too.
Yeah, a low sodium diet, please. I think Cuervo, do you want to continue? I think we got some stuff we can do. You want
to
do that?
I mean, it's up to you guys. I would just have to go and wash up real quick. But no, I'm not working or anything. I mean, I've got maybe another hour to spare, if anything. Maybe something from like 10 to 11. But that's probably about it at the most.
Cuervo, Big Dog wants to know if you need permission from your wife.
If what?
Big Dog wants to know if you need permission from your wife to do another hour.
Well, that's the thing. I have to, you know, shower up and then ask for permission, and then I can get back to you guys on that.
All right, fair enough. Big Dog, you want another hour?
Sure.
Okay, so we're going to schedule it right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go and schedule it on Sports Talk with the Guys. So what we're going to do is we're just going to, you know, hang up a minute early. We still got time. And then we'll just start it up. Sunny.
Can
you just do another hour? No, I can't. I only got 2 hours. Sunny's the one that has the big one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Sunny.
Hey, now that was nice.
You know he's got the big one.
Look,
I got the big one.
I've got 2 hours. He's got 3 hours, so he's got the big one.
Do you want me to set you up a show for you to hop on my show?
Do you want to do that for us, Sonny? Would you please?
I can do it. I'm not going to put much of a description because I'm making bacon. But I'll do it. It won't take but a second.
Okay, well, then you do that. And he's now on mute. Yes, go ahead.
He's making bacon. That's good.
No, go ahead. Say what you were going to say. Go ahead. Why can't you? It's not correct.
Never mind. No.
This is a guy that is... Oh, it's not good for us?
Going.
Okay, fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue on the Couch Potato program. We've got some football stuff we want to go over, and we still have a lot of bit of news. Sorry about that, Tarvin. Yeah, I know we lost you there real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a little bit more. As we said, the awards are going to be coming out for Major League Baseball.
Manager of the Year.
Yes, Manager of the Year. Go for it.
Your choices are Red Sox, American League.
Don't even say Red Sox-y.
Robin Ventura, along with Bob Melvin and Buck Showalter.
Showalter. Matt?
I think Showalter, I think.
Good man. You?
Yeah, Showalter.
Cuervo, we're all Showalters.
I got a question before I answer that, guys. I can't remember. Who does Bob Melvin manage?
Yeah, who does he manage? It's not the Rangers.
It doesn't say. I don't know. He won in 2007, it says, though.
Does he manage?
In that case, then, I'll just go with Showalter, then, guys. I think he did a phenomenal job.
Oh, wait a minute. Melvin,
Cuervo,
Melvin manages the Oakland Athletics.
Ooh, and I like Oakland. No, I think I'll stick with Showalter, though.
Wow, okay, fair enough. How about you?
And, you know, I'll give it to Melvin.
Okay.
I mean, the A's, they pulled off an incredible run at the end.
Yeah, you're giving me shivers, dude.
Yeah,
okay, National League.
National League is Bruce Bochy.
Bochy.
Dave.
Matt, correct him, damn it.
Davey Johnson and Dusty Baker. Those are your choices.
Ooh.
Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
Bruce Bochy. He won the National League, for goodness sake.
Look, what's his face? Stevie Johnson. I like that he made his comeback and everything, but he got.
Actually, Grouchy,
hold on a minute.
On the World Series.
Festooned.
Hey.
Why did that word come to mind? Festooned. You see, it just happens. It just.
Grouchy won the World Series, not just the National League.
Yeah, no. So he's manager of the year.
Baker, let's say he's won it three times already. He's won it in 93, 97, and 2000.
And this is based on their stuff during the year, not the postseason.
Exactly. Bochy won in 96, and it looks like Johnson won in 97.
Yeah, Bochy.
Okay.
Matt?
Yeah, well, I know that Dusty Baker is a former Giants manager. I appreciate that, but I'm going to have to go with Bruce Bochy, too.
The current manager.
Yeah, the current manager.
Cuervo?
I'm going with Davey Johnson, guys. I mean, I know despite everything that happened in Washington, I mean, you gotta appreciate him putting up with the crap that, you know, the front office gave him as far as the whole Strasburg situation. I think Davey Johnson should win Manager of the Year.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And real quick on that, before we go to the other people for their votes, Davey Johnson just signed a one-year deal with the Washington Nationals to manage him for next year. And then he says he will retire from managing. He says he's getting too old. He is 69. I didn't know he was that old. He's 69 years old now. So he's going to manage him for one more year, and then he says that is it. He will stay on as a consultant for the 2014 season, and then I guess he's right off into the sunset.
Wow. That's kind of cool. Well, good for him. I hope he makes his money and he does well.
So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. And the managers of the year will be announced on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. By the way, we were asked a question this morning, ladies and gentlemen, about WAR, the wins against replacement stat.
WAR's not good.
Yeah, first, very good there, big dog. Number one, WAR is not good. And we're a bunch of peacenicks right here. Just kidding, Cuervo. But I really haven't followed up on the statistics, so I really can't tell you. Matt may know the WAR stuff. I don't know. Matt,
what's WAR stuff again? I'm sorry.
Wins above something or other. Wins against replacement.
Is that when while they're in they get certain amount of points, and then when they're not on the field then it means something else?
That's a damn good guess. I don't know. Matt, do you know? Do you even bother listening to WAR?
I don't even know. I don't know nothing about that. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, it's wins above replacement.
Is this a new TV show or something?
I believe that's what it is.
No, that's Revolution.
While they're on the field, do you get X amount of points for every at bat and hit and everything else versus the time that you're not on the field? In other words, your contributions to the team while you're there. I believe that's WAR.
That's funny. They actually call that batting average. They call that home run.
Why don't you take all that into the just something more for the numerical geeks to figure out.
Oh, it stands for wins above replacement. But okay, yeah. Well, yeah, that's why they have betting
apps. Right? Then it's wins above. Oh, no, it's the players, I guess. Also.
I have no clue.
Basketball, the same way, they're coming up with all these kinds of stupid stats. I'm like, who cares?
So sports are having their .com era right now?
Yes. People are going, like I said, numerical happy.
Yeah, statistically crazy.
Yes. See what Billy Ball started?
No, Bill James.
Oh, Bill James, that's right.
Yeah, Bill James says, you can put a number on everything.
Which you can, but...
No. You can't put a number on a ball that's flying to the outfield, even though they're trying. They're using digital pictures to, you know, because people generally hit in the same zones. If you throw them a certain pitch, a hitter will hit it in a certain area most of the time. That's why they play the defensive stuff. And it is true. When we were playing, remember I said that if... and I did this on my game! I said, and if we were on the sideline, you yell out to the player where it was hit to last time. So if it was a ground ball to third, you'd say, A-Roid! Or, I mean, A-Prod! Or, Rodriguez! Get your head in the ball game!
Did you say Alex Rodriguez? Oh, my God.
Well, whatever the hell it is.
A-Roid!
Yeah. Okay, I believe we lost Cuervo right now because he's going to go do what he needs to do. And we do have the program.
Get permission.
Yeah, he has to go get permission. So, yeah. So we're going to be moving on over to the Cash Potato program in just a little bit. Give me a lot of funny.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. What do you want?
Dang, did you guys hear about this just now reported?
No.
Well,
what is it?
I'm going to have to share this on my show next week. A 21-year-old has posed as a high school senior at a Michigan high school. Oh, my God. You can't do that.
I'm not sure. What was the thing about the 21-year-old?
A guy who's 21 years old, he was pretending to be a high school senior at a school in Michigan.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Was he Hispanic? A Latino?
No.
Because, you know, they're famous for that.
No, he's an African-American guy.
Figures.
Was
he from Indian, or did he just get failing year after year?
Are you sure he didn't fail? He was kept back?
No, he used to go to the school, and then they found out that he's not eligible to play at all because he's too old to be there. Their words, too old.
Wow.
Yeah, I've heard some states do have an age limit actually to be in high school. You can only be, I think, up to 19. Then after that, they just kick you out.
Wow. So the Rodney Dangerfield movie was a lie? When he goes back to high school?
Yeah.
Bastards. Oh, my God. Couch Potato has 1,057 unread messages.
So read them.
No. Why don't you delete them?
That would be messed up.
Oh,
hey, Sports Talk with the Guys. Home of the Money Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. All right, ladies and gentlemen. What we're going to do is we are going to take a quick break. We're going to take a segment stuff. Yes, permission granted, guys. Permission granted. All right, Matt, we're going to move on over to the Couch Potato program. We still have quite a bit of news to go over. So if you have any news, go ahead and bring it on with us. We're going to be serious on the second or the third hour right now. We're going to take about a 2 to 3 minute break and move on over to that program right now. Go ahead and join us. Any news? I do want to send out happy birthday wishes. Today is the 237th birthday of the United States Marine Corps.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations and lots of love and respect and admiration to the Marine Corps. I mean,
and all the armed forces, for that matter.
And all the armed forces. Today's the Marine Corps birthday. Without them, we'd be in shitty shape.
And of course, tomorrow is
Veterans
Day. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Cuervo is one of those guys.
We shall talk about that in a moment. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to finish up right now and go over to the Couch Potato program. Thanks, Matt. We'll see you in a bit. Hopefully, we'll see you on over there.
Maybe.
Maybe. Thanks, Matt.
Hey, I'm
and
busy today. Remember, I'm busy.
Oh, that's right, dude.
Go get some.
Yeah, go do what you have to do. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to catch Matt Alvarez every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Or yeah, 1 p.m. Pacific time here on Sports Talk with the Guys. Hold on a minute. No, it's just because I got to send you the grid, Matt. It's just I'm losing track of everything now. There's just so many programs that we have on, but Matt Alvarez has been our stalwart right here. There's another word of the day. Go look it up. Hey, you stalwart when you go out on break and see, or when you go out on your date, see what happens.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Good man. Enjoy your day, guys. We're moving on over. Couch Potato Sports Program. We'll see you in a bit. Thanks, guys. We are out.
Bye.
Peace.